Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus fight, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us tonight, to start the week off, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And they've been waiting to do that for an hour. They're out on the deck. It's another one of those nights, 77 degrees. A little bit cloudy, but really nice.
Yep.
So, okay. We'll see you later, boys and girls. Go back inside. There you go. You've only got 52 minutes to enjoy that that privilege to be able to have a couple more schnapps or whatever. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a couple different ways we can go to start the show tonight, but I think what I'll do is start with Andrew Cuomo, because his top aide, the second most highest paid person in New York State government, resigned unexpectedly. And she's kind of left the governor hanging, because this is the woman that would have been involved in everything that was going on. And as the governor faces the sexual misconduct allegations, it's got to be emotionally and mentally trying for this woman, to the point to where she probably can't concentrate in doing her job anymore.
Well, that's very much, I think, the possibility here, Captain. And, yes, she did mention that the last 2 years have been mentally and emotionally trying. And, of course, her resignation comes just as all of this continues to heat up and boil over, really, for Governor Cuomo, and especially with the criminal investigation that's going on right now. So this is a major development for the governor's office there.
Right. And Eric is telling me it's 78 degrees in West Haven, Utah. Eric the trucker, so he's up. He's out there where it's balmy, too.
Well, exactly, yeah. And hopefully cooling down a little bit from a lot of the high temps that we've seen recently.
Yeah, exactly. But Governor Cuomo is in big trouble, because now his executive assistant, the one whose name we didn't know, and now we know who she is, who alleged that the governor broke the law, amongst other things.
Right.
So that's come into the forefront. And the impeachment movement is gaining some steam. Now, the New York Democrats can't slow walk the governor's ouster anymore after damning this attorney general reports out there. And Representative Stefanik, who's up there in upstate New York. She's also chiming in with all of this. But this has gotten to the point right now to where it's really, really, and I said this all along, and I'm going to say it again. We know he's not going to leave. He's not going to resign, right?
Precisely, yes.
I believe he's going to get impeached.
Well, I think, Captain, that's going to be in the offing very, very soon. In fact, the lieutenant governor right now, that's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul,
right.
According to reports, so she's been talking to different folks on the telephone regarding the fact that she may be the governor within a matter of weeks. So they are definitely doing more than reading the tea leaves, that's for sure. But impeachment, now there are 150 seats in the New York Assembly. They need 76 votes to impeach Governor Cuomo. Mm-hmm. Captain, I think they have much more than what they would even need in that.
They have at least 80 Democrats plus all the Republicans.
Right, exactly right. So this is going to be, if Governor Cuomo doesn't resign, I think that it will result in impeachment. That's going to take, it will take a little while to do that, but it will be in the near term, I would think.
Yeah, and I saw them interviewing one of the Democratic leaders in New York State, and they said, are there any Democrats that support the governor that you know of? And he said, no.
No. And this is big time. And again, this, the resignation of his top aide is very, very important. Because again, it goes to the idea that no governing can really be done. Can you imagine, Captain, could Governor Cuomo go to any kind of a function or make a speech of any kind or appearance of any kind where the main subject would not be this report and pending possible criminal indictments from an ongoing investigation? It completely hobbles his governorship.
No, and this top aide whose name was revealed was Melissa DeRosa, who she's Italian herself. I believe that's an Italian name, right?
Right, that's his top aide. Yeah, Melissa DeRosa, yes.
Right, so the fact of the matter is that she's now exposed herself to the media and whatnot, the deluge that's going to come. And again, as I said, the executive assistant who just came forward, has alleged that the New York governor broke the law, and another reason for her to leave. She doesn't want to be a part of it.
Well, yeah, one would think. Exactly right, yes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's going to take us to break himself when we get around here to getting this up. And here we go, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. By the way, first, Clint's got to say something.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. I sure will. Before we get back to you, I need to remind everyone that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take twice a day, every day, 7 days a week. And occasionally I take it a third time. It all depends upon the inflammation that I've got going on with my left leg, ankle, and foot, and or the pain that I'm in. Now, this is an amazing product. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. It'll alleviate pain by going right to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, it works. And again, it's all natural. The products that are in this is something your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response. It also encourages healthy joints and muscles, and the healing process, it speeds it up as well. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start with Relief Factor to get started. And remember, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and order the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, the best part of it is if it doesn't work and you want to just continue it, you just stop. That's all. Tell them stop, and you're done. It's over with. But I have more and more people every day, every week, coming up to me and telling me about how good the product is. So there you go. And remember, it's all about getting better. It's all about getting better, feeling better, and having that body that needs to be doing what it's doing instead of being in pain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to mention that we have got to keep the pressure on the Senate because they still don't have the votes to pass that bill, do they?
No, they don't. And you've been asking, and I've been asking as well, let's get everybody calling the switchboard there at the center, at the Senate, to keep the pressure on.
Yeah, and we're going to give you the number again here, folks. It's 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. And that's the number that you want to call to put the pressure on the Senate. Give them your zip code, and you'll get your senator, and you'll be able to get the information over to them. Now, they are still in session right now. And I guess the last procedural thing they did was to stop the discussion on the floor. Is that right, Kyle?
Yes, that's right. The Senate voted, I think, 68-29 to end the debate on the bill. But, of course, they're also looking at all these different amendments before they could even come up to try to pass something. In the meantime, though, Nancy Pelosi over in the House, of course, the House is not in session, but she said she would never bring this thing up for a vote until the Senate passes something. However, it doesn't look good at this point because, again, there's too many of these amendments, too much spending for, I think, for the Republicans to be able to sign on to it because it wouldn't be a good deal for the American people.
Well, we've got somebody that wants to render an opinion. You ready?
Yep.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yeah, I don't think there's
do you
too
feel lucky?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got, let's see here. All right, I believe this is Todd in Tampa. So 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down in business. Let's go around the horn real quick. Everyone can keep up today. Bobby Bowden, the football coach, passed away. And I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. I love Bobby Bowden, okay? He got guys like Deion Sanders and Derek went in the hood and gave guys a chance who became the greatest football players in the world. So God
bless him.
But what he's
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds was another big donor to the booster deal. But what I remember Bobby for, of all the great wins and the national championships before I get to the idiots in Washington, is Bobby Bowden came to the amphitheater with Donald Trump and Pam Bondi and said, put me down for 8 votes for Donald Trump. Put me and my family down for 8 votes. Of all the great victories he's had, that was the shining moment, standing up for the country when we needed them. Praise God for him, and just thanking Jesus for all our blessings. Again, let me say this. Let me say something to all the sports idiots out there who think they know more about, you don't know more about football than me, period. Okay? I got Tom Brady traded over here. He wasn't traded. He was signed as a free agent after Robert Kraft didn't sign him with the Patriots. I had Mike Driver, Big D, drop the game plans off at one buck place, and I won those 4 playoff games. And I don't care what anybody says. The Lord Jesus Christ knows the truth, and Tom Brady knows the truth, and I gave him the game plans, too. Okay? And we got it done against Kansas City. Let me say something to these idiots. Now, the reason I'm not a head football coach is we got 440 idiots going to spend $1 trillion we don't have to borrow from China and then try and raise our taxes and get rid of the Trump tax cut. They hate us. Okay? The Democrats hate the American people. Okay? Who's the idiot that voted for a Democrat? Where are you? Okay? Joe Biden is incompetent. He's an imbecile. He's letting illegals across the border with no vaccine, but he's telling you, you got to get a vaccine and wear a mask. Shut up, Joe.
All right, you're running out of time.
The bottom line is this. If any of you idiots vote for that in Washington, D.C., may the Lord do the same to you he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Bye. Let's get to work.
All right. How about that? I didn't know that he gave the football plans to win the Super Bowl to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Learn something new every night, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure the people listening will appreciate that.
Yep. Absolutely.
So there you go. And let's see. Somebody just chimed in the chat room. Who was that?
Looks like... Eric and Seminole.
Okay. did we wake Eric up?
I think he says he's reaching critical mass.
Yes, indeed.
That's great, Eric.
It's okay to blow smoke, but there's a certain amount of smoke you can blow.
Yes, exactly.
All right, now let's go over here, and again, we need to remind everybody that we've got to keep the pressure up on the Senate, and it's still not too late. Call 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the switchboard for the Senate. Give them your zip code. You'll get someone in your senator's office or their voicemail, and tell them not to vote for this bill. And tell them if they do, they're done. They're finished. It's over. And mean it when you say it. Now, got to mention Barack Obama. He had himself quite the birthday party over the weekend, right?
He sure did.
And there were some pictures taken of that that got out. A lot of selfies have made it out to the Internet. A lot of the stuff was deleted because it was so ridiculous and non-presidential, and they didn't want Obama to be seen carrying on the way he was carrying on. But the stuff that got out there was bad enough. You had to look hard to find people with masks, number one, which was totally against the rules that we heard were going to be enforced and all that, right?
Right, right.
Obama himself wasn't wearing a mask, right?
Right.
There was no social distancing, right?
Didn't look like it.
He was dancing with all the girls, some of them up close and personal, some of them weren't. But the fact of the matter is, I just think that as far as the country is concerned, this was a double standard because we all knew, little Dr. Fauci had his comments to make about all of this because he's trying to get the seniors now to where they're going to have to take a booster, according to what Pfizer's putting out there, because he's saying that, well, once the shots are approved and Pfizer will be the first one, then this will all become mandatory. It'll have to be, just like the polio. And you and I were talking about this, just like years ago with the polio vaccine. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
You didn't go to school unless you got a shot if you were a kid.
Well, that's right. There are several vaccines that school-age kids have to have before they can go to school. Those vaccines have been around for a long time, of course. The COVID vaccine, of course, has a different connotation to it almost altogether. And we see all this controversy, though. But you're right, at the Obama party and so forth, one would think that, wait a minute, while kids are gearing up to go to school, and so many of them, they have to wear masks at this point. Other things are already being canceled. Other events have been canceled, here and there. And people are wondering, well, if I can't get together, if I can't go on a planned, function with my scouts or this kind of stuff, well, why does Obama get to do all this? So, right, double standard.
Yeah. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's absolutely right, coming out of the chat room. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. And I was kind of going to save the Bobby Bowden thing for a tribute at the end of the show, but that's okay. We'll probably mention a little bit about that. He was a great man. I had the opportunity to meet him and interview him one time. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for a final vote, which it's expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the Dixie Fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. CAL FIRE says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the fire has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Well, we already had the break, and that played backwards to what it was going to. But we definitely are coming back from the break right now. And the fact of the matter is, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow and the great Mike Lindell and what's going on over there. Now, Mike Lindell has got a tremendous opportunity for you to be informed as to something that's going to take place here on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you're going to hear more about it right now coming up here with him as we play this for you. From Mike Lindell, and I'm waiting for it to start up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, the code that he's promoting that you use is what, Kyle?
The code is Captain.
And if you want to call them on the phone and ask questions directly and get direct answers, that number is 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. That's the number for MyPillow to give you the answers you need. But this event that's coming up starting the 10th, that's going to go the 10th, the 11th, and 12th, you get to that by going to the website frankspeech.com, all one word, frankspeech.com, and then to watch the screen for free, the promo code is CAPTAIN, and that's the promo code that also gets you tremendous discounts on some of the products that are being sold there, even lower than what you see on MyPillow.com. So give that a shot and see what happens. All right, Kyle, we've got Mike on the telephone here. So let me go over here and pick him up. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, we're starting to see hypocrisy at its finest. You got Lori Lightfoot up there talking about how tragic it was that the police officer, got during the traffic stop, got shot. I guess one is holding on barely and one is no longer with us. But yet, wasn't she the one that last summer, oh, we need to defund the police. We need to get rid of them.
Last summer? Hell, last month.
I think it's a slap in the face to every police officer out there. You know, her going up there and saying that after all the shenanigans she was involved with, I think every law enforcement officer should be outraged. Then you have Cori Bush who, sit out on the steps of the Capitol. Now we find out, oh, well, she spent, what, $70,000 on personal security? Oh, well, would you rather me die? You know, my life is being threatened. Would you rather me die? But yet she's another one that says that the police have to go. You know, people need to wake up, just like with how Todd in Tampa says, the hypocrisy with Obama, with the police officer. All these people are just doing the exact opposite of what they say. And I truly believe that come next year, we're going to see a shift. We're going to take back the Congress, and then in 2024, we're going to take back the White House. If for no other reason, everybody make sure you pay attention to what these people do, because they're a bunch of hypocrites. And thank you so much. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, Kyle, it needs to start this year with the election this year. We can't wait a year to start what we need to do. We need to start it right now, 2021, with the local elections that are out there, the state elections that are out there, and if there are any federal elections, a few and far between, there'll be like special elections or something like that. But we need to start it this year.
Well, of course, that's exactly right. And the police officer that Mike was talking about was 29-year-old Officer Ella French.
Yep.
And
gave birth to, what, 2 months ago?
I believe so, yeah.
Yep. Was back on the job.
It is a tragedy of that's unspeakable. But what the mayor was talking about, the police aren't our enemies, she had said. But, yes, where was all this when they were talking about defunding the police? And then you have Representative Cori Bush, as he mentioned. Again, they say these things because they're politically expedient, and they say ridiculous nonsense like defund the police because they're going to get some gain out of it. That is just horrible. I mean, what words can you even use for something like that? Because then we look around and we see exactly what's happening. And then when it's getting too hot and boiling over, then Mayor Lightfoot comes out and tries to say what she said. It is the height of hypocrisy.
Yes, indeedy. And it's not going to get any better. And by the way, I'll tell you one thing that is going to help the Republicans, and nobody's talking about it. I personally believe that Joe Biden's attacks on our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, are a serious, and I mean a serious, political miscalculation. They are going to backfire on him because we continue to do what's right here in Florida. We continue to be the shining light at the end of the rainbow, and Biden is nothing more than an abstract failure, just a failure.
Well, sure. You know, with Governor DeSantis said to the president, you know, via that news conference, do your job. Well, the president's job is clearly defined in the Constitution of the United States of America. And what was Joe Biden's response? His response was, Governor who? I mean, that tells you almost all you need to know about where the mentality is, not only with this president, but with the Democrat Party elite in this country. And I think all it does is it makes Governor DeSantis' star rise even higher, because he's talking about practical things, and they're playing some kind of, kids game or something. This is crazy.
Do you know what the Democrats' downfall is going to be?
What's that?
Inflation, the fact they can't control it, and the uncontrollable price of goods.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's going to be their downfall right there.
Yeah, people are seeing exactly what's happening. You can't hide the price of gas. You can't hide the price of milk. You can't hide the fact that people, you can't call for a $15 an hour minimum wage and then make things so much more expensive that it wouldn't matter that they got a $15 minimum wage. It is absolutely asinine, but yet at the same time, it seems to sort of fit in to their whole ideology. And it's something that the American people, I think, are going to reject wholeheartedly in the next election cycles.
Okay, so now we got to go to Antifa, as much as I hate to even mention her name. But they got violent over the weekend. They shut down a Christian worship event. They clashed with the Proud Boys in the process. Where was all this?
It's in Portland, I believe.
Okay, which is their home turf, right?
Right.
All right, so what are we going to do about these people?
Well, they call themselves anti-fascists, but when you attack a Christian gathering, it sort of makes you anti-Christian at that point. And I'm not trying to be funny, but the gall that they have in doing this is really off the charts. And again, when people show up in black outfits and cause these kinds of problems and attack people and so forth, it goes beyond disruptive. What it is, it's destabilizing, and it's being done for a reason.
I have a comment here from Sue, and Sue is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Sue is saying, now you'll have to call Todd Coach.
Coach Todd. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. We appreciate that. I'm sure. I'll write that down here so I can remember that. No, I'm just kidding. But, that's a good comment. She was paying attention. Okay. So, again, with what we have going on in America today, and it's just an absolute abhorrent situation where you think you got something that's bad, and 5 minutes later something worse pops back up, and it's just never ending. For example, a New York Times writer, well, we'll have to get to that. We'll do that next hour, because I'm going to tell you what little old Jim Acosta on his weekend program that he has, what was said there yesterday about the COVID risk at the Obama bash. Talk about a double standard? No, this is a triple standard this time. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, for doing that for us. We appreciate you very much. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one, because you'll get free points for the fuel you buy, free points for the food you buy, and any supplies you buy in the store. It'll add up real quick, and it's just like having a savings account with money in it, because you can use it to save yourself some money on the next food that you buy or the next supplies that you buy. It's not good on fuel, but you could join and get a fuel card and get involved in one of those programs where the more you buy, the cheaper the fuel is over a period of time. And that includes the RVers, too. More about that by going to the kiosk and joining the Drivers Club or joining the RV Club. Okay, we got some oldie but goodie music here from one of our friends up there in New York City way, and I remember him when he started out. So here we go.
Joe DiMaggio, John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Stewart, Baker, television, North Korea.
song is Billy Joel, and we didn't start the fire, and it's all about the 50s and the 60s, isn't it, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Yeah, it actually kind of goes all the way up until about the 80s or so. Michael Jackson, the Rock and Roller Cola Wars. This is one of Billy Joel's, really an achievement by him, and a lot of people don't know. He is a very astute student of history. Mm-hmm. He loves it, and that's why he put all that into that song.
All right, well, we got quite a bit of weather to talk about tonight, and I got to talk about two tropical systems that are coming towards the Caribbean towards the end of this. Now, it's going to be a real oppressive week with dangerous heat and hot conditions across much of the U.S. Excessive heat watches are up across much of the Pacific Northwest from mid to late week, as well as including in the Portland and Seattle metro areas. Meanwhile, heat advisories are going to affect a good part of the south central U.S., parts of western New York State. And we have two separate tropical systems coming in our direction. I'll get to that, but go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out tonight in southern Arizona, down in the Tucson area. It's south of Tucson, two areas, Green Valley and St. David. Green Valley along I-19, St. David along I-10. They had flash flood warnings there earlier, and one seems to be still in effect. That's the St. David one, but that means thunderstorms could produce a lot of rain very, very quickly. So if you're traveling in that area, please be careful. Most of the northern part of the state of New Mexico, all of Colorado, all of Wyoming, with a little bit of exception in the southwestern corner of Wyoming, fire weather warning there, but everything else is an air quality alert. We still have that smoke that's hanging around from these wildfires. Lake wind advisory up in northeastern Montana. Air quality alerts persist throughout most of Idaho, up through Missoula, Montana. Excessive heat watches tonight for most of Washington State, most of the northern and western part of the state of Oregon, northern California heat watches as well, and an ongoing air quality alert in central California until these fires eventually get extinguished. That's what it looks like tonight, but be careful of the splash floods, flash flood possibilities in southern Arizona.
Okay, we've got some heavy rain tonight up in the northeastern quadrant of Minnesota, to include Duluth all the way to the upper peninsula of Michigan, and then in the northwestern corner of Michigan and the upper peninsula. Rain, we've got rain around Eau Claire for about 100 miles in all directions. We've got high heat that's going to start in the southern part of Iowa, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, half of Kansas, half of the eastern half of Oklahoma, the metroplex of Dallas, over into Arkansas and over towards Memphis and down into Mississippi. And then, of course, we've got some high heat in upstate New York, too, that's going to make things just absolutely miserable, unfortunately. But now we got to talk about what's coming our way. Now, this is something that we don't have one system. We have two systems. Right now, they're low-pressure systems. I'm going to read you what it says here. Low pressure number one. A low-pressure system located about 300 miles east-southeast of the Leeward Islands is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for some development over the next few days, and a tropical depression could form while the low moves west-northwestward about 15 miles an hour. The disturbance is forecast to reach portions of the Lesser Antilles by late tonight, then move near the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico on Tuesday, then near Hispaniola around the middle of the week. Tropical storm watches and/or warnings could be required with these shorter than normal lead times for portions of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico as this storm intensifies. The chance for it to intensify are 60%. Now we have the second little system that's down here, which is right behind it, and I literally mean right behind it, and it's moving much slower. Disorganized showers and thunderstorms have changed little in association with an elongated low-pressure area about 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, so it's about 700 miles behind this one. Development at this time is becoming less likely during the next few days while it moves towards the west at about 10 miles per hour. Now, right now, over the next 48 hours, development 20%. Over the next 5 days, development 30%. It all depends on what happens and the wind shear it's going to encounter, if it encounters it. But this first one looks like it's going to be the real deal. And if it is a storm, it'll be named Fred, Kyle.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Looks like Eric, the trucker in the chat room, just sent us a picture of sunrise in Boise, Idaho yesterday. And it looks a little bit like, you know, stuff up in the sky, smoke a little bit, not quite clear.
Well,
but,
he told me he'd been driving in smoke for the past days.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, so we could really tell. And so thanks to Eric the trucker for sending that in.
Yeah, I've driven in that before. And like I say, at night it creates a different illusion. When you're in smoke at night, it's almost like having silver in front of you, looking at a silver highway.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Especially with the heavy smoke. Heavy smoke is nothing that you want to drive in because you literally can't see.
I can imagine. That's got to be, you know, that's got to be really something.
Yeah. Now, and then anybody that's been in a wildfire situation knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, well, Kyle, about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, stop into the Pilot or Flying J on your way as you go along the highways and byways. Ask for that free cup of coffee. Just tell them that you're listening to the Captain's Program. And don't forget to join the Driver's Club. And when you do that, you can save on the fuel you buy and on the supplies you buy and on the food that you buy. You can track it with the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. To download the app and to find out more about the Pilot and Flying J.
You betcha. And I still have my card because even though I do have an SUV, I can pull in there and use it as I want. I don't get the points that the big boys do, but I get points.
That's right.
I get points. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And some guy's going to take us to the top of the hour break because we do have news and all that. And we'll be right back right after it. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.